Blog Talk Radio.
We don't.
his son, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Savior, our Redeemer, our soon coming King. We thank you for giving us the breath of life once again. We thank you for allowing us to see another Shabbat. We ask, Father, that you forgive us for our sins and that you give ear to our prayer. Father, continue healing us, please. Mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, Father. According to your good will, Father. Burden that we bear. Continue to strengthen us in this time of need, Father. Continue to look after, especially our brothers, Mael, our brothers, Raphael, their families, very close relatives, and all of us, Father. We feel their pain. Continue to keep the unity, Father, the unity of your faith through your Son. Bring us tight-knit, Father. Bring us closer, Father. And as our brother said the other night, you shouldn't just be close in tragedy, Father. Thank you to bring us close in the good times also. Father, grow us, shape us. We thank you for protecting us throughout the week. We thank you for all the lessons and the strength that you have given us to overcome the adversary, Father. We thank you for leading us and guiding us, turning us into the sons and daughters that you desire, for growing us and pruning us and shaping us and molding us and caring for us, Father. That at the end of the day, everything we do is out of love. Father, we ask that you open our hearts and our minds to your word, Father. And just continue to humble us. Just continue to humble us. When we go to your left or to your right, Father, chastise us in your mercy. Bring us back to your rule. In Yahushua, our Mashiach's name, we ask all these things, giving you praise, glory, and honor. Blessed be you, Yahweh, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has chosen your prophets and was pleased with their words that were of it with truth. Blessed be Yahweh, who chooses the Torah, Moshe, his servant, Israel, his nation, and the prophets of truth and righteousness. Amen. Shabbat Shalom, family. This is your brother, Daywell. This is Magnified by Torah. Make it part of my last week for this rotation. And the question that Abba filled my mind was, what have we done? You know, we've been going through some stuff and adversity in life is going to come at us. Our Satan is going to come at us. But what have we learned? Because we're supposed to be learning through everything. You know, even when we're saddened, even when the times get rough, there's a lesson there. Because again, everything Abba does for us is out of love. And that's something we have to keep at the forefront of our minds. Excuse me. So, we will start in the book of Isaiah, chapter 5. You know, this is like my go-to description of how Abba looks at us. You know, when he gave this description, and even when Messiah walked off the earth, he referenced this, you know, to the Pharisees and the Sadducees and everything. And they knew it. They knew exactly what he was talking about when he referenced this. So, Isaiah chapter 5, starting at verse 1, it says, "Now will I sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved, touching his vineyard. My well-beloved have a vineyard in a very fruitful hill. And he fenced it and gathered out the stones thereof and planted it with the choicest vines and built a tower in the midst of it. And also made a wine press therein. And he looked that it should bring forth grapes. And it brought forth wild grapes." So, you know the story. He went to a nice hill, planted the choicest vines, and protected his vineyard. Got the rocks out of the soil, so nothing could stop it from being planted. You know, it could take root. Put a wall up, put a tower up to protect it. It says, and now, he said, look for it to bring forth grapes so he can enjoy the grapes. So he said, it brought forth wild grapes. Grapes that wasn't for use. Verse 3, he says, and now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Yehuda, judge, I pray you, between me and my vineyard, or betwixt me and my vineyard. What could have been done more to my vineyard that I have not done in it? That's a question that Abba asked all of us. What are we lacking? And you know, it didn't I do? What didn't I do for it? What haven't I done? Just between me and you. Could have been done more to my vineyard than I have not done in it. Wherefore, when I look, that it should bring forth grapes, brought forth wild grapes. Why, when I'm looking for this, I did everything I was supposed to do. So why, when I'm looking for grapes, so I can enjoy the fruit of my vineyard, I could use wild grapes. I can't enjoy this. These grapes are not for use. He says, verse 5, it says, and now go. And now go to, I will tell you what I will do with my vineyard. I will take away the hedge there, and it shall be eaten up, and break down the wall there, and it shall be trodden down. And I will lay it waste. It shall not be pruned, nor dig, but there shall come up briars and thorns. And I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon them. Why? It's not producing. It's not producing what it's supposed to produce. So why am I going to take care of something that's, I'm looking for grapes, and it's bringing forth these wild grapes, useless grapes. These things that I do not take no pleasure in. Verse 7, it says, for the vineyard of Yahweh of hosts is the house of Israel and the men of Yehudah, his pleasant plant. And he looked for judgment. Why? He gave us laws, statutes, judgments. He was looking for his judgments, his right rules within this earth, or at least within Israel. And he looked for judgment, but behold, oppression. He found oppression. He said he looked for righteousness, but behold, a crown. Why? Israel was taught, but they weren't learning. The rulings was given to them. The judgments, the statutes, the laws, everything was given to them. But they didn't learn. They were not learning. And that's something that we don't want to fall under. We got a lot of revelation. Abba has been revealing himself to us. We got a lot of understanding. And I'm not saying that to brag or anything like that, because there's a lot of people out there with the same understanding we have. We're not the only ones I've ever revealed to. You know, I do know what Abba does here. I can testify to that. And the revelation and the understanding and the wisdom that he shares with us, told Abba by Abba. But we have to put it to use. We have to practice it. We have to show that we are giving this understanding. We have to show Abba that we are becoming that grape and not that wild grape. Because we saw what he said what he was going to do. If the wild grape appears, I'm going to take the hedge down. I'm going to take the tower down. I'm not going to look after that wild grape. I'm going to let the thorns come up and the briars come up. Why? Because they choke out the wild grape. I'm going to let it die. No rain is going to fall on the wild grape. Because I don't want wild grapes. I need something that is useful to me. So when I put it in my wine press and I make that sweet, sweet wine, whatever type of wine I feel like drinking, I drink me a Merlot or a Chardonnay, whatever type of wine I'm in the mood for, I need a grape for that. And that wild grape isn't suitable for that. Right? So what have you been learning this playoff? There's another thing that we've been learning is that Yahweh is building an army. And something else that has been pressed upon us. Right? So on in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, starting at verse 10, it reads, Ephesians, chapter 6, starting at verse 10, it reads, finally, my brother, be strong in the Master and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of Elohim, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So number one, armor.
Shalom, fam. We're having a bit of technical difficulty. Wait for the Mure to call back in and continue with the teaching.
Told that. Sorry about that. Technology, man. Blessing with the curse at the same time. All right, put on the whole armor of Elohim, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That's Ephesians chapter 6, that's verse 11. So, again, another thing that we've been learning, Yahweh is calling upon his army, conditioning and training his army. All right? So, have you been learning how to use this armor? You know, where have we been learning? See, because the fight goes on. The fight doesn't stop. All right? Have you been learning how to use your armor? Right? It says, verse 12, it says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Okay, have you learned to identify your enemy? Because your enemy ain't that man in front of you. That's not who your fight is with. Right? He said the fight is with those spirits, those principalities, and all this stuff that's going on in these high places. So have you learned to identify the enemy? Verse 13, it says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of Elohim, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. So on the evil day, this armor is going to save your life and it's going to cause you to stand up. After you learn how to use it, after you learn to, what he said, do all, You know? You just don't go into the army. Here's a gun. Here's some armor. Go get them killed. No. They don't do that. They train you. They put you through all these practices, all these simulations. You know? And the more you practice, the more you simulate, the better your chances are to come home. When real war breaks out. You know? So have you been practicing with your armor? You know? Again, like we said before, now, go back within these blog talks. Because we talk about a whole bunch of stuff. You know? And my brother broke down what the different pieces of this armor is. And its purpose. You know? Go back and listen. Go back and listen if you're confused. Go back and hear. Hear what that saith, y'all. Right? Romans chapter 5. Starting at verse 2. Now he is a tough one. But I honestly do believe we're growing. And we're starting to do this part better. Romans chapter 5, starting at verse 2. It says, let's just start at verse 1. It says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with Yah through our Master, Yahushua HaMashiach, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of Yah. And not only so, verse 3, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. So all the stuff that we go through, all the stuff that we go through, is working our patience. All the heartaches and all the stresses that we go through is to show us, is to work on our patience. Where, and when I say this, don't take this the wrong way, where it's not overwhelming to us, because it is overwhelming to us, but, you know, some people get so overwhelmed that they just can't do anything. You know? The tribulation is supposed to show us some things. Right? That's what it says. Continue. It says, not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that the tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. So the stuff that we're going through is supposed to work, the tribulation worketh our patience. And because we are having this patience and we're not overwhelmed to the point where our senses are debilitated. Right? It said the patience works experience. Why? Because you can keep your mind centered. You can keep your mind on that Torah. You can keep your mind through your patience. You can keep your mind on the word of the Most High. Right? And now it's working experience because now you got something to go off of. So you move from the tribulation to the experience, to the experience. And now after the experience, you got hope. Why? Because Yah delivered you. And he keeps on delivering you. We hope in his word. We know he's going to bring forth his word according to it. Where it say that he's not a man and he should lie. He's going to do what he says he's going to do. It says, and patience experience and experience hope. Verse 5, it says, and hope make us not ashamed. Why do you believe what you believe? Why? I got experience. I know my Father is going to bring me through this. Why? I got experience. I just got to be patient. Yeah, the trial's coming. Yeah, they pile it up. They piling up, they mounting, they doing this, that, and other. If I be patient, I know my Father is going to deliver me. Deliver me from this. What's that song we used to sing? Young but I'm older, never have I seen that. Righteous forsaken, that one. The hook was, I'm not afraid. I just want to say I'm not afraid. I know you will. Why? I got that experience. We've been through this. And I can say, Bob, you delivered me. Are we learning that? Again, tough lesson, hard lesson, because especially when your heart is heavy. Abba didn't believe us. He didn't forsake us. He never will. And we're getting better at it. Oh. It says, verse 5, it says, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed because the love of Yah is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given unto us. So in the bad times, hallelujah. In the good times, hallelujah, Father. Your love is shed abroad within us by your Spirit. When I'm mad at you, when I'm mad at you, Abba, hallelujah. When I'm happy with you, hallelujah. Your love ain't going nowhere. And we like that. When we feel cheated, when we feel wrong, your love ain't gone nowhere. Hallelujah. So, in the book of James, chapter 1, starting with verse 1. He echoes that same sentiment, but he adds a little something to it. James 1:1, it says, James, a servant of God and of the Master, about that, man. This earbud fell out and it cut off. I hit the cut off button by mistake. Right. James 1:1, it says, James, a servant of Yah and of the Master Yahushua HaMashiach, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting for nothing. So, again, when Paul wrote about how the tribulations bring forth the patience, it says our patience needs to be perfected. Our patience has to be perfected. Why? Because as our patience is perfected, James bring about the tribulations is working our faith. And because our faith is being worked, it's affecting our patience. So, as we go through things, the tribulations is perfecting our faith. And as our faith is being perfected, so is our patience. Right? And so it's like that cascade effect. As the one affects the other, it affects the other. So our eventually, as our patience gets perfected, what's going to happen? Our hope, our experience is going to be perfected. And then after that, after our experience gets affected, our hope is going to be affected. Perfected, I should say. Right? He says, so that patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Verse 5. Have we learned this? Verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of Yah, that giveth to all men, is amen, that giveth to all liberally, and upbraideth not, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Have we learned to go too far when we don't know something? When we don't have understanding. Children, if you're listening, let's say this, you don't understand some schoolwork. You got mommy and daddy there, and they can show you some stuff. So have you learned to ask Abba Yah to show you something first? To give you knowledge? Sure, he's going to give it to you through your parents, too. But it's a good practice to get into. You know, my son often says to me, he gets upset and he repeats something that his aunt says, they're going to have that day. They're going to have that day. I say, son, I said, you know, you're going to have a day too, right? Everybody's going to have a day. Everybody is going to have to stand before, yeah, we're going to have our day. So are you treating people right? That's the important thing. Instead of worrying about somebody else's day. It says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of Yah, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given. Verse 6. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind, and tossed. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the master. So when you ask something, what happens? You have to exercise your faith. And when you're exercising your faith, guess what else is happening? You have to exercise your patience. Because the answer might not come right then and there. Abraham was promised a son. It was 25 years before he had that son, if I remember correctly. He had to exercise patience. But he didn't waver. You know, he just had to wait. He says, "For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the master." He says, "A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So let's not be double-minded. Let's not be unstable." Why? How is an unstable man going to stand? Stand against the pressures of this world. What is it that he can do underneath the pressures of this world? Knees shaking. He can't brace himself. So when tribulation comes, he's just knocked over. The book of Ephesians, chapter 4. We're going to start at verse 11. Ephesians 4:11, and it reads, "And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Mashiach." That's why we're here. To work and help give us again, help to perfect the saints, help to perfect ourselves, and help to perfect the ones who were put within our, who we are responsible for, the flock. That's why we're here. It says, verse 18, "Till we all come in the unity of the faith." Are we working towards that? He says, "And of the knowledge of the Son of Yah, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Mashiach." You understand what we are supposed to be measuring up against? That's what he said. He says, "Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Mashiach." We're supposed to be measuring ourselves against the fullness of Mashiach. That's what we're supposed to be growing into. So, you know, again, we all little Mashiachs. Where we say, "Hey, how you doing?" He says, we're all little Mashiachs. But guess what? We're supposed to be growing into big Mashiachs. Not to say it's little. You plant a tree, it grows. You plant a seed, it grows into a tree. The tree, let's start a small tree, it grows into a bigger tree. Are we learning that? Are we growing? It says, it says, till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of Yah, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature, after the stature of the fullness of Mashiach. Verse 14, that we, why are we supposed to do this? That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Wow. Mashiach wasn't like that. We kept on reading about how they kept on trying to catch him in his word. They sent spies against him. They did everything they could to try to deceive him. They gave him trick questions. They did all kinds of stuff. And couldn't do anything with it. They couldn't even kill him. They stuck him up there on a stake. They beat him. They did all that stuff to him. And he still had to give up his life. So it says, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie and we can deceive. Verse 15. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Messiah. Have we learned to speak this word in love, speaking the truth in love? Have we learned how to use our words to help and not harm? At the end of the day, Israel, what have we learned? We don't want those, as my brothers say, lessons and blessings to go away. They're not there just to say we got them. You know? The way Abba has been blessing and showing us is truly for our perfection. It's truly for so we can grow into the image of His Son. You know, and one of the things He said about His Son is that He was a man acquainted with sorrows. So don't expect the tribulation to stop. But again, if the tribulation does stop, according to that word, Something's all wrong. Because he uses this tribulation to teach us. He uses it to teach us. You know, we were talking. It was me and Mario, or me and Yaka. We talk about how pain is a teacher. Nothing teaches like that. You know, often think about how as a kid, you know, we tell our kids, don't touch hot. Don't touch hot. But when they feel the pain of the heat, you ain't got to worry about all that. No more. You ain't got to worry about it no more. Because they ain't experienced it. And this is theirs forever. So family, that's the end of my 6 weeks. Just take some time and reflect on everything that Abba has given us. We don't want to take any of it for granted. We don't want to take and just say, you know, Abba has blessed us. And we don't want that to be received. You know, the blessings are true, but they're for a purpose, you know. We have to grow, we have to perfect and become the image of His Son. You know, we have to become Yahushua. That's why we go through the trying times. So we can learn. But I thank y'all. Abba continue to grow us and lead us and guide us and turn us into the men and women that He desires. Once again, if anybody has any questions about anything, you know, put it out there. And me and the brothers will answer. You know, and if we don't know, we'll take it to Abba and we'll get an answer. All right? So, blessed be you, Yahweh, King of the universe, Rock of all eternities, righteous of all generations, the trustworthy mighty one, who says and does, who speaks and fulfills, all whose words are true and righteous. Trustworthy are you, Yahweh, our mighty one, and trustworthy are your words. Not one of your words is turned back to its origin unfulfilled. For you are mighty one, trustworthy, trustworthy and compassionate King. Blessed be Yahweh, the mighty one who is trustworthy in all his work. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Abba Yah, thank you. Thank you for life. Thank you for the Shabbat. Thank you for the good time, the bad time, showing us love. Father, continue to grow us. Continue to cast out this when we go. the left or to the right. Continue to get that draw star off us that you may see your son. Continue to allow his spirit to be shed abroad in his love. Stay within our hearts. Continue to perfect us. Continue to turn us into the men and women that you desire, the sons and daughters that you desire. Continue to uplift us, Father. Continue to put on our minds to uplift each other. Help bear the burdens of one another as your son would and as your son does. Just continue to perfect your Father. Again, heal us mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, Father, according to your will. Give us exactly what we need, Father. Teach us to put these things and remind us to put your lessons and your blessings into use, Father. Don't allow us to make it wrong. Put your spirit upon our brother Shadael as he goes forth your word. Open up his mind and his eyes and his ears to you. Let him say, let him be what's pleasing in your eyes, Father, and allow him to edify us that we may become more one with you. In Yahushua's name, we pray and we thank, glory and honor, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Shabbat shalom, family. Enjoy the rest of the Sabbath.
All the glory belongs to you, all the glory belongs to you, oh God. All the glory belongs to you, all the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yeah. All the glory belongs to you, all the glory belongs to you, oh God. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Hey, all the glory belongs to you, all the glory belongs to you, oh God, yeah. Oh, hallelujah, all the glory belongs.
Give your name the highest praise today. So we say hi.
to you, oh God.
Y'all know it by now.
For the glory belongs,
the glory belongs to you,
to you.
All the glory belongs to you, oh God.
God.
Oh
Lord, we bless your name and we give you glory. We lift you high in all the earth. Because you're worthy of all of the praise today, yeah. And we say,
oh.